Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And let the showdown begin. In a letter to congressional Democrats, President Trump's lawyers said last night the White House will not cooperate with House demands for information about Trump's July 25th phone call with the Ukrainian president. During that call, Trump asked him, the Ukrainian president, to investigate his political rival, Joe Biden.
In a statement in response to the White House saying it's not going to cooperate, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, "Mr. President, you are not above the law. You will be held accountable." Let's bring in our political strategist, Bill Press, Democratic strategist. Hi, Bill.
Hello, hello.
And Alice Stewart, Republican strategist. Hi, Alice.
Hi, Jeremy. Hi, Peter.
Hello.
So let's start with that. Bill, what should the Democrats do now? Should they fight for information on the Ukraine phone call in court, which could take a long time? Or should they do what the White House is saying and just go right to a vote on impeachment and make the process formal?
Well, first of all, let me say, I hope you appreciate, I bring my unmatched wisdom to this discussion today. I just want you to know. And I say that in all humility. I think what the Democrats should do is full speed ahead. I think this is a big mistake on the part of the White House. The president has already admitted, of course, he made the phone call. He has already admitted that he asked a foreign leader to investigate his political opponent. He's already admitted that he dangled, maybe not an exact quid pro quo, $400 million or so in military aid and a visit to the White House in the same conversation. Case closed, basically.
So should they vote on impeachment then?
Yes. Absolutely. They should not deter this. And my advice to the White House would be, remember Richard Nixon. His every attempt to stonewall failed. Donald Trump's attempts to stonewall will fail. And I believe the more he stonewalls, the more likely it is that he will be impeached and should be impeached.
Alice, what do you think?
I will have to say that today I do agree with Bill Press's unmatched wisdom.
Great and unmatched wisdom.
Great and unmatched wisdom.
Wait a minute.
According to himself, yes, the Democrats should take this to the floor, should vote on this, and should have an official impeachment inquiry.
Was the White House right to not cooperate with the inquiry?
Look, there's no reason they're not required to cooperate with an unofficial proceeding, which is exactly what we have now. Look, I will.
It doesn't have to be official, though, either.
Look,
no,
I will. I will. There's a point to be made for that, but let me make it clear. What I do believe is that what the president said was not appropriate.
It
was
to the Ukrainian president. You mean
the conversation he had with the Ukrainian president was ill-advised, it was inappropriate, but it is not grounds for impeachment. It does require some investigation. It does require looking into, and that should prompt the Democrats to go to the floor and put this for a vote and not go about this, trying this in the court of public opinion. If they think this is an impeachable offense, go about it through the proper process, put it to a vote, and then that way we can do this in the proper channels.
So, Bill, why aren't they doing that?
Well, I think they're trying to. By the way, I'm not sure I disagree with Alice here, or I'm just making another point, which I think there have to be appropriate hearings. They have to get as much information as they can, and then they should have this official vote for sure. But look, the attempts to get witnesses in front of the committee have failed because the White House blocked them. Attempts to get the documents have failed because the White House has blocked them. So you can't really blame them for their not getting what they ask for from the administration. And one final point: the White House's letter from the White House Counsel, right, basically said in effect, the House has no right to impeach the President of the United States. I would just like to read one sentence from the Constitution. Quote: "The House of Representatives shall choose their Speaker and other officers, and shall have the sole power of impeachment." Period. End of quote. No question.
Alice, I want to give you a chance to weigh in on this letter that the White House sent to Democrats. They are making the argument that the president deserves due process, that deserves the right to call witnesses, and that they should have subpoena power and that sort of thing. I just spoke with a legal expert today on the Constitution who says those aren't valid arguments, that this letter is sort of empty when it comes to making a legal point. It's more of a political document.
Well, I think a lot of people will agree there's a lot of politics involved in this process right here. But when the president's team and the legal team, which is expanding and is growing, when they make it quite clear that with this not being an official impeachment inquiry, he is not required to cooperate with the current situation as it is playing out right now. And it is talk about whether or not this is legal or political. I strongly believe the reason that Democrats will not bring it to a floor for a vote has nothing to do with the legal aspect of this, but the political. And they do not want vulnerable Democrats to have to go on record as voting for this when they know they're up for re-election and this will come back and bite them when they have to go before the voters.
Let's listen here. Let me just play a piece of tape from a vulnerable Democrat on that point. Michigan Democrat Alyssa Slotkin at a town hall last week.
A week ago Monday, myself and six other members of the freshman class in Congress, all former military or former CIA, wrote a joint op-ed and came out in support of an impeachment inquiry. And I wanted you to know from me,
You heard some boos there, Bill. Mm-hmm. What do you make of that?
Right. Well, first of all, we have to add, at the end of that town hall, she got a rousing standing ovation from the people who were there. What you make of that is that this idea that these moderate Democrats are going to run from impeachment is false. Alyssa Slotkin just proved there, and she was one of the ones who held off for a long time, as did Nancy Pelosi. A couple other points. This is an official impeachment inquiry. It is an official. You can't say it's unofficial. It is an official. The speaker has the right and the duty and the power to start an inquiry, which she did. Should they have a vote to start it? I think it'd be a good idea, but they don't need it. Constitution doesn't require it, and the rules do not require it. And finally, the talk about the due process. He'll get his due process if he gets to trial in the Senate. This is like I've heard lawyers explain, like calling witnesses before the grand jury. You know, that people don't get to cross-examine those witnesses and everything. This is the prosecutor, the equivalent of the prosecutor making his case. It's not about process. I come back to it. It's about the substance of the call. It's about aid for dirt. Aid for dirt. That's what this was all about.
Alice, we talked about vulnerable Democrats. What about vulnerable Republicans? Do you see cracks happening in the Senate right now? I saw a comment from Lisa Murkowski, who's not President Trump's biggest fan, Republican senator from Alaska. And she seems to be indicating that, you know, if this were a Democrat that was accused of what President Trump is accused of, she might think about it differently than she is, which does open up the possibility that he would lose her support.
Look, this is what we're seeing now is tribalism at its finest. You're going to see a lot of Democrats who said one thing back when Bill Clinton was going through this that will say something different now and vice versa. Republicans who felt a certain way about Bill Clinton are singing a different tune now. But the reality is there are a lot of level-headed Republicans who strongly see there's something that was inappropriate in that call and it's worthy of investigating and talking not just to these whistleblowers that have second and third-hand accounts, but people that have first-hand account knowledge of these phone calls, subpoena the people that actually were on the call. That is a valid concern I'm hearing from
a lot of
Republicans. Would
they show up? Are you talking about Mike Pompeo or President Trump himself?
I seriously doubt that we'll get that from the president, but there are certainly a lot of other people that were involved in these phone calls that it is valid to hear from them. And a lot of senators I've spoken with and Republicans say, let's look at this, but it is extremely premature to go ahead and call this impeach at this point. And more than anything, it's really not great for the country to go through this. Let the election determine how people feel about this. We can put the information out there and let the election determine what to do.
I think it's too late for that, with all due respect, Alice. I mean, this impeachment inquiry is underway. I and Nancy Pelosi and a lot of people said, let's solve this in November 2020. Donald Trump made that phone call. If anybody's to blame, it's Donald Trump.
It really does come down now at this point about who is winning the public messaging, the war over messaging, right? And you're seeing some of these new polls coming out that show, what, something like 58% of Americans now support this impeachment inquiry. So you can have an election, sure, but really at the end of the day, it's about politics and how well you can get your message across. How are Republicans doing with that?
Clearly, the poll numbers have changed dramatically. I was here a few weeks ago, and it was about a third of the American people supported this. Now it's about 50-50. But the key word in that is that they support an inquiry. Let's do this through the official process. Let's have an impeachment inquiry. And that means, as I said, we can talk about the legal aspect and the political, but that means Democrats putting their name on the line, voting for this in order to do this the appropriate way.
Yes, but the numbers are moving. I mean, you acknowledge they're moving, right?
They are. Impossible to deny. And there's a trend of the polls that continue to show that the numbers are trending more for people in favor of it. But we need to do it the right way.
Bill?
Very quickly. Democrats are not afraid of this vote. I think, if anything, Republicans are afraid of this vote. Democrats have made up their mind. This is an impeachable offense. They're building the case, but they've made up their mind. Republicans are going to have to stand up and vote. And if they vote yes or against the impeachment, they're going to say it's okay for a president of the United States to ask a foreign leader to intervene in an American election. The American people do not buy that.
And if the Democrats have made up their mind, then all the more reason for them to vote and make it official.
Alice Stewart, the Republican, Bill Press, the Democrat. Thanks, as always, to both of you.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. See you later.